Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Diesel Whiskey Row Robusto. It's more of a Robusto Extra 5.5-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera Fernandez factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano, Mexican San Andres for the binder, and filler is from Nicaragua. It is blended by AJ Fernandez, and the price point is $7.49. Cigar was released in June of 2018. So, June, what was your smoking experience like?
lighting up the cigar, one of the first things I noticed was a huge amount, abundance of sweet earthiness and bread. Spice comes through on the retro, black pepper. Finish primarily gritty earth, soft black pepper spice, strengthened body medium. You know, that gritty earthiness, you smoke most AJ cigars, you're going to immediately notice it. So that's like, it's almost like, yep, that's AJ cigar. That earthiness that he goes after, that almost like a dirt, you know, gritty earth kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Second third shows that sweetness backing off. It's now more like bread, gritty earth, a little bit of a wood bitterness coming through. Retro Hill is still where the spice mainly comes through. Finish also picks up that slight wood bitterness along with the same like dry wood, soft black pepper, strength of body, still medium. Last third is really similar to second third. I mean, it's only notable difference is that wood bitterness showing up a little bit more. In terms of construction, it was perfect. Vast majority is AJs, and I think why a lot of people even go to AJ because he has some fantastic bunchers and rollers. And plus he has a shit ton of tobacco. It was picture perfect burn. No issues. Draw was just perfect in the amount of resistance, airflow. So, yeah.
Yeah, for me, the cigar started out with a smooth mixture of creamy oak and a mild spiciness. About an inch in, spice level increased a little bit. Profile creamy oak and spiciness also kind of extended to the retro hill. As the first sort was wrapping up, the oak became a little bit fuller, kind of took a lead over that cream. While the spiciness was at an equal level to the cream. Strength was slightly below the medium mark. And in the second third, kind of a continuation of the first, oak up front, cream and spice in the background. About a half inch in, a little dry dirt earthiness kind of joins the profile. About an inch and a quarter, a little bitterness kind of joins in with that oak, cream and spice and earthiness. Retro Hill was kind of oak and slight amount of bitterness to it. As the second third was wrapping up, flavor profile kind of really maintained itself from there, but strength did bump up to right at medium. In regards to the final third, oak gains a little bit of a char, while the cream, spice, earthiness, and bitterness really faint in the background. Quarter inch in, cream begins to increase a little bit. Retro Hill is kind of carrying a charred oak and slight bitterness. And as the cigar wraps up, profile is charred oak, cream, earthiness, a little bit of bitterness to it. Strength kind of remains at that medium mark. In regards to construction, exactly as you said, it was perfect. Burn was razor sharp the entire way. Ash held on right through each third. And then in regards to the draw, it was perfect. Just the right amount of resistance that I prefer. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
This is another one of those like tobacco aged in spirits barrels, right?
Yeah.
When I smoke something like this, I always think, all right, what do I expect to taste? And then I, of course, smoke it, and I say, this is what I do taste. So, expectation-wise, I expect to basically smoke bourbon, right? Like, drink bourbon, but smoke it, right?
Yeah.
Bourbon, the thing about bourbon is, one of the great things about bourbon is, it's very straight to the point, right? Like, there isn't, like, in my opinion, there isn't like ridiculous complexities that you could get from some of the, especially Japanese whiskeys and some scotches. So I figured, expect sweetness and vanilla, honey, caramel, wood, in terms of wood, oakiness for sure, spice that may come from cinnamon, black pepper, nutmeg. And an extra bonus, if you throw in some of those fruit notes, that's like stone fruits or like pear, apple, berries, extra bonus. But after smoking it, no doubt the cigar hit a really high level of sweetness, especially in that first third. But I can't really exactly define it as like bourbon kind of sweetness. It's got some spice in that black pepper, but again, I don't really know if I could easily say, yes, this is kind of bourbon kind of spice.
Right.
So really what I'm trying to say is I didn't think the notes were focused enough. And ultimately just kind of sort of tasted like smoking a non-bourbon influenced cigar, right? Like you blind smoke this. Maybe the sweetness will tip it off that there's something going on other than just regular naturally fermented tobaccos. But maybe even not. But, you know, I guess what you kind of could characterize this as, the way I characterize this as, it's a very sweeter version of a typical AJ cigar.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, flavor profile is pretty simple. I mean, oak, cream, spice, a little bit of additions of earthiness and some bitterness. Construction's perfect. So they get the, you know, cigar evaluation out of the way. Now I have two opinions on this cigar. One is, like you said, it's another barrel aged influenced tobacco. In my opinion, nobody has ever done this well. Nobody's ever succeeded in my eyes of doing that, which is you want to get those flavors and you want to know that those flavors are coming from that barrel. I've never had that experience where I felt that worked. So in regards to this, I don't want to say they failed because nobody succeeded. So it's along the same lines as what everybody else has done. This doesn't stand out amongst any of the other barrel aged stuff. As a cigar on its own, it's a good cigar. It presents some of the characteristics that I think would pair very well with bourbon. You get some of those flavors that are complementary. This is not a cigar this isn't really an overpowering cigar. It's a little bit of a step back for AJ for what I typically get from him. He's a little bit more heavy. This isn't quite as heavy, which I like. I think that's a nice change of pace. So this cigar is not going to overpower the person smoking it. Let's say they're a casual person. They get brought in because of the bourbon influence barrel thing. It's not going to overpower them. It's kind of in around the medium mark. If you're drinking bourbon with it, it's not going to overpower the bourbon. So you got a good, you have a good pairing option here. So in that sense, I think this is a perfect cigar for pairing with bourbon. Now, it's probably not going to be a cigar enthusiast cigar that they're just going to smoke on their own. Maybe it's somebody that's really into bourbon that's kind of just dabbles in cigars, perfect for them. Maybe somebody that dabbles on both sides, good for them. I think this is a cigar that can do very well, and it can do very well in those audiences. And some of those audiences spend more money than the cigar enthusiasts do. So, I know it's a lot of stuff to say. So I think this cigar can be very successful. I just don't think it delivered in what a cigar enthusiast expects from when they hear barrel aging. So I'll just kind of leave it at that. In regards to scores, we scored it identical, 6.10. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
Great construction, average tasting profile.
Yep, exactly. I go along with you with that. Yeah. Like I said, though, it seems a little bit mellower for what typical AJ stuff is. From that, he's making a lot of cigars for a lot of different people right now. And a lot of them kind of have the same profile, whether you want to say so or not say so. But I think this is a little step back from that. So it's nice. I think it will appeal to a larger audience in regards to that. But exactly what you said, it's a amazingly constructed cigar, slightly above average flavor profile in regards to that. But I say don't go into expecting it to taste bourbon. I think you'll be disappointed in that. But smoke it. It's a good cigar. There's nothing bad about this cigar.
So, I mean, it's an easygoing cigar.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Like, I think many people just enjoy the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost want to be like, why do people smoke infused cigars? You know, the Acids and the Javas out there, because it tastes exactly like the way it's marketed.
Yeah.
Like Java Mint tastes like fucking Java and Mint.
Yeah.
You know? Like it's synthetically sweet, no doubt. But it's almost like or those Hawaiian whatever macadamia whatever cigar bullshit that you buy. Like it tastes like those things. So I almost want to be like, you know what? Let's just go the other side of the spectrum. Let's just go full tilt. Right. And I want to see what these taste like.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just a miss after miss. It's either too subtle or it's just completely missed a mark.
Yep, exactly. Agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpals.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.